da 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 da, etc., etc. Welcome once again to Cup of Coffee with Thompson. I am John Madden. This is my 3.5-year-old son, Thompson. Say good morning to the listeners.
Good morning, listeners.
Good morning, listeners. Thompson's eating eggs. We've just finished reading physics books. And I have a new can of French roast coffee, so, and a new carton of organic half and half. So I'm in a much better mood also than I was with the thin coffee the other day, which was just terrible. I can't recommend the French press enough. I know it's probably a little more work than some people are used to with their Mr. Coffee alarm clock instant crapola coffee. But you know, if you're a conservative type, then you believe that the more you put into something, the more you get out of it. So the same goes for your coffee. Put a little bit more into it. My goodness, the results are scintillating. What are you reading there, Thompson?
Oh, atom.
You're reading about the atom?
Yeah.
What is the atom made of?
Electron, proton, and neutron.
Electron, proton, and neutron. The atom is made of the electron, the proton, and neutron. What are the electron, the proton, and neutron made of?
They're made out of an atom.
No, what are they? They make up the atom, but what are the particles that make up the proton, electron, and neutron? Maybe.
Something to do with the strong force and antimatter.
How about just this, this, and this? What's that one?
Explosion.
And that one?
Neutrinos.
And that one?
Quark.
And those make up neutron, proton, and electron. Still, you know the basic structure of the atom, and that's pretty impressive for a 3-year-old. Good job. Give me five. Give me five. What destroys the atom?
The antimatter.
That's right. And what holds the atom together?
Strong force.
That's right. That's right. So that's some pretty good physics. If you know this, you can expand so much into the world.
Ha, look at this.
Why, you're sitting on a solo cup that's about to give way. Yep, you broke it. I think you broke it. Did you break it? No, you just crumpled it a little bit. So, Thompson, do you know who the Pope is?
Yeah.
Who's the Pope?
It's a little crack right there in the back.
Oh, you got a crack in the cup?
Yeah.
Well, it won't hold water anymore, but it'll hold other stuff.
It won't hold water.
Not above that crack.
It will.
Thompson's in a contrary phase of life right now. The opposite of everything. Thompson, that totally will hold water. With that big rip in the side, that'll totally hold water.
It will?
No, it won't.
Oh, yes, it will.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, it will.
Oh, yes, it will.
Oh, no, yes.
Oh, no, he won't.
Oh, no, you boo-boos.
Oh, yes, he no.
Oh, yes. Yes, you know.
So, there's a new Pope, Thompson. He's the head of the Catholic Church in the world. Would you like to say hello to Pope Francis?
Yeah.
Let's say hello to Pope Francis. He's listening.
Hello, Pope Francis.
Pope Francis.
Pope Francis.
We're going to say a couple of prayers for him today, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to put him in our prayers tonight. Because that is a tough job, and even though we're not Catholics, it's still a tough job. And the guy needs all the help he can get. So, congratulations, Francis, the guy from Argentina who's now the Pope. Good job. Way to win the election. Very impressive with not... What's it? Oh, Thompson's gone on particle physics rant. Very impressive action so far. Cleaning his own hotel room, rejecting the limousine and taking the shuttle bus with the other cardinals. I like this. I like this. This feels like a quite a good Christian. Setting a good example. I'm very happy about that.
strong force.
As you know, we're all in this together. Antimatter. We're all stuck on the same planet. Hey, what planet are we on, Thompson?
Planet Earth.
Yeah, we're on planet Earth. What country are we in?
Mars.
Mars? Okay. Planet Earth is really all you need to know, Thompson. The rest of it is just sort of mythological.
I think we're on Mars. We still are.
Oh, what's that?
Reactivity.
And what's that?
Alpha particles.
And that?
Beta particles.
Beta particles?
Not beta particles. Beta particles.
No, it's beta. See the A? Beta.
Beta particles?
Yeah. And that?
Photon.
Photon?
Not photon. Proton.
No, that's photon. Proton's with an R. That's an H. Photon.
Photon?
Yeah, PH makes an F sound. What about this?
Schrodinger's cat.
Schrodinger's cat? You could say Schrodinger's cat?
Yeah.
You know what the Heisenberg uncertainty principle is? Are you not certain?
Of course.
You're not sure? If you're not sure, then you do understand it. Weak force?
Weak force?
Yeah, weak force. That's a pretty good one.
Real activity.
Popes and physics, all in the same world. Pretty awesome.
Alpha particles.
He says it twice because it's written on two pages.
Beta particles. Photon or proton?
Photon.
Photon.
Yep. Remember basic theory of relativity? What is it? What's the basic theory of relativity? Einstein's theory of relativity is?
Nothing.
No. E equals?
Einstein,
remember? E equals?
Einstein.
E equals?
MC. 2.
MC squared. And that's the general theory of relativity, and we have run out of time.
Schrodinger's.
Everybody love everybody. ELE.
Schrodinger's.
See you tomorrow.